Hello and welcome to Tea Talks with the Duchess and Sarah. I'm Sarah Ferguson.
And I'm Sarah Thompson.
Oh, hello, Sarah Thompson. And this is Tea Talks with the Duchess and...
Sarah.
Yay! And we're both called Sarah.
This is a podcast for you, about us, and about the world all around us.
We'll talk about anything and everything. We'll be guided by your feedback and entertain you with stories from our own lives too.
So who knows where we'll end up, but we promise you it's going to be a lot of fun finding out.
It sure is. Oh my goodness. So, right, let's put the kettle on and kick off this week's show. Ready, Sarah?
I'm ready.
You look very elegant today. So for those of you who are listening, pale blue, very chic, very, very chic SJT handbag. With, I've noticed, pink stripes down the back of her extremely smart sort of patent leather shoes with a heel. Did you get those shoes for me that you said you were going to get in Spain last week?
I haven't been back
week?
To Spain yet.
You forget. You're going to forget.
I know. I'm definitely not. Do you know, I actually looked online and I can't find them online. So I have to go to Spain.
Actually, that's very, very thoughtful and very kind of you.
I did look. And they had some similar ones, but not the same. And I thought, no, she's going
to
want the same.
But that's very thoughtful of you to remember.
Yeah, I did look.
Yeah. I have noticed that this podcast is very exciting for me, but really hard. Guess why, listener? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Sarah Jane, do you want to know?
I want to know.
Because I'm learning how to be a friend.
Oh.
I know. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because to talk about things that we talk about is real life, real results, real people. And I am like that, but I just let everyone else talk about it and I never talk about what I get up to. So it's really hard. So everything's about a learning curve, and I think that's really fun. So listeners, we're all in it together, in unity in the community, and this podcast is really fun to do because it's a new thing for me. It's a new avenue. Normally I'm on the end of it, not being the co-host with my lovely Sarah Jane, who's being very long-suffering. If I might say, so is Viral Tribe. Have you seen my shoes today?
I'm so hot in here. Good. Sorry.
It's very warm, isn't it? Yes, for those of you who want to know, it's 26 degrees.
If we look
degrees.
Shiny, don't worry. It's 26 degrees.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is my hair has gone completely and utterly fuzzy, so that's fine. So everyone will have to look at my really fuzzy locks because it's really roasty toasty in here.
And because you are being real.
Yeah, I'm being real. And someone came up to me and said, my shoes, I think, madam, I think you have shoes, the wrong pair of shoes on.
They don't match.
But they don't match. Would you please read what my shoes say?
I will. Eat me, drink me.
Yes, because Alice in Wonderland, she ate, yet a bit and shrunk, and then drink me, eat me.
Love them.
So these shoes are very sensible. They're from Alice in Wonderland. They're flats, beige, and one says eat me and one says drink me. So whoever says to me, you got wrong shoes on. No, I didn't. Anyway, yes, well, listen, how's your week been, Sarah?
My week's been busy, work, busy, but fun busy. We had a bit of a restructuring.
What does that mean?
Well, what does it mean? I think all entrepreneurial businesses are forever restructuring, but in a nice way. We moved a few people around and we promoted a couple of people, which is great. I love all that.
It's very interesting that because you are giving up your time to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
You know, because it's...
Well, I love doing it.
It's do you?
So interesting what you said about learning to be a friend. You've just lived this very different world. You know, lots of my friends say, I can't believe you know her. And is she really normal? And it's like, what's normal? Can you imagine what I answered to that?
She's not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
We'll go
that's
with that.
That's fine, yeah.
But it's very interesting, if I may go back to that point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I'm learning Sarah now. Not you, me.
You.
I'm learning me. And it's quite difficult.
Do you like learning you?
Well, today was the first time that Eugenie heard me say that I'm fighting for Sarah. And that I'm working for Sarah, and that I put Sarah first. That is a first. And she said, "Mum, I've never heard you say that." I said, "I know. It's really interesting to merge little Sarah and big Sarah, and that this is a first. So it means I've come on a bit. I've learned a bit more."
Yeah.
But I can hear everyone out there saying, "Oh, shut up! We don't hear about you." Anyway, moving on. But the thing is that I do find it's. The other thing I think about is when people say, so what do you do with your grandchildren?
Hmm.
And then to those friends of yours that say, is she normal?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do normal, shall we?
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Let's do normal.
Okay, let's do normal. Okay, the first thing is to make sure that there is a paddling pool that has a palm tree coming out of it, which spouts water, okay?
Yeah.
But what if what you've bought, the splash pond pool, it's called the splash pool, does not do what it says on the packet?
Or it doesn't splash.
No, you have to go immediately to Daniels of Windsor and buy another one. Then the lawnmower, okay.
Then they have one each, don't they?
Oh, no, hold on. Okay. No. Then you go into Daniels of Windsor again. Sorry, Daniels, and you buy a bubble-making machine lawnmower. Of course, August thinks it's his lawnmower. So Sienna comes down and says, no, it's my lawnmower. And between the two of them, we have fisticuffs, and I immediately am seen in Daniels and Windsor this morning.
Buying
another lawnmower. Not sure I was seen there, but I went online.
I was going to ask you, are you normal enough to go yourself?
No, I went online.
Okay. Well, fair enough. We all go online.
Yes. And then what else? Interestingly enough, I did build a sandpit.
Did you?
Yes. And I made a fantastic...
Where did you get this sand from?
Yes, from Long Acres down the road. Okay. And then you were testing me then.
I was just checking.
And then I managed to get a bucket in the shape of a castle and I made a sandcastle. Thank you.
I'm very impressed.
No, that's quite funny.
That is funny. Is it Windsor Castle?
Well, you're making a castle. You just ignored me.
Sorry.
That's so annoying. We're on to the next thing.
No, I know.
You didn't get the joke.
The Windsor Castle.
Well, it wasn't Windsor Castle, but it was a castle.
Did you put a little...
Disney Castle, I don't know. Oh. Didn't anything like Windsor, but never mind.
Did they like it?
Well, it was knocked down in 5 seconds. And then you came on the swing with water on it. Yeah. Then I got a new swing. And then ice creams. Mini magnums. Yeah. So my grandchildren had the most incredible weekend.
I wish I'd been there. It sounds great fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was very lucky. I had the whole, I had everybody in. I had Edo and Beatrice and Jack and Eugenie and August and new Ernest.
Oh.
Well, Ernie.
Is it Ernie?
Yeah, it's Ernie.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, he didn't drive the fastest milk cart.
No, I was going to ask you.
No, not this one. No, he's only 11 days old, so he wouldn't really yet. But he could do.
Yeah.
And Sienna is just a completely independent, fabulous joy.
Oh.
And she has a relationship with Beatrice, the same relationship I have, which is only mummy is mummy. And no one else does, just mummy. And I still have that with Beatrice, and she's 34.
Mm.
I know. And I wrote to her this morning. I said, Beatrice, the relationship you have with Sienna is the same relationship I have with you.
Mm.
There is no daylight. Mm. With both my girls, there's no daylight.
Yeah.
But I just noticed because this weekend I saw Cece just wanting mummy.
So lovely.
Mm. And Beatrice and Eugenie both want their mummy.
Mm.
Which is kind of nice. We're
so
a tripod.
Nice.
Don't you love it? I love a cup of tea. I always think that cup of tea, Bicky cup of tea, 3 minutes to boil the kettle and do it the old-fashioned way, not out of a thermos, which has had coffee in it before.
Or a quicker like I've got, so it's really quick. You don't have to wait for the kettle.
A quicker?
A quicker. It's like an instant boiling tap.
Oh, I see. Okay. Does it taste all right?
Yeah, it's boiling water, but it's just quick. You don't have to wait for the kettle.
Oh, no, I like the 3 minutes waiting for it. Oh, you see? No, you're
going to
have the 3 minutes.
Too quick, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you're making... But I suppose you're an entrepreneurial plural businesswoman. Okay, back to what's brewing this week.
Mm.
I mean, okay.
I'm sure caught your eye and certainly mine is that Amazon story about the children and the unbelievable ability to, you know, stay alive for 40 days in the Amazon jungle. I think they were 13, 9, 7 and 1. And, you know, they'd seen their mother... They'd suffered a plane crash. They'd seen their mother die. Apparently she spoke to them and stayed alive for 4 days. So for me, it's like these children, you know, the minds of children, you know, they're so strong. Of course, they're indigenous and that's how they say they knew what to eat and whatever. But for me, it was more their mindset and that how on earth, I mean, even a 13-year-old looking for 2 hours after a one-year-old would be almost unheard of. Mm. But for 40 days to look after, you know, her brothers and sisters.
I went to Colombia 2 weeks ago and I pledged great allegiance to supporting the indigenous farmers and indigenous people of which there's 2,000 different groups.
Are they really?
Yes,
wow.
There are. And they have the most extraordinary ability of how they they live off the land and how they learn and how they... I love learning from First Nation and I love the culture of Indigenous people. I really, really, really find it totally beautiful when you go and you ask to be shown a different culture. Mm. And when I was in, I was due to be in Colombia this week, actually, as well as New York. I don't know how I was going to manage it, but yeah. So I'm going to, after this podcast, just do a video message for, because there's a festival on Wednesday. And in fact, I wrote a children's book in the last 2 weeks for Colombian children. Can you believe it?
No.
So I'm going to dedicate it to, of course, the Huitoto group, which is where these group of people, Indigenous people, were from. I've said it probably totally wrong, but what I love is this colour of the ribbons and how Grandma taught the 13-year-old this game, the survival game of ribbons. Wow. And I now want to study that game so that maybe we can bring the example of the 13-year-old to schools in this country. Mm. And not just the 13-year-old, all of them, and even down to the one-year-old, just to sort of say, look, isn't it incredible that Grandma taught the ribbon game to all her grandchildren, and, well, there was two, that all the children, and that's how they survived. So the survival toolbox, and I call it play in a box. Mm. And so I'm longing now to incorporate, and I want to go back to Colombia now. I want to go and meet Grandma. I want to go and meet the children. Mm. And I want to say, what should be in my play in a box? And not tell them, ask them, how did you survive? And what should I put from your survival into my play in a box? Mm. And it's really important to me. And for the listeners who want to have a look, you can go online and see play in a box. But it's not really, it really should be for what they want, not what I want or wish for. It's up to them to tell me. So I'm doing a shout out in a minute after this to the children and to the children of Colombia to say, I'm listening. And that's through Sarah's Trust, through the children's book, and through Play in the Box, and I work with Montessori schools. So you can actually take the Play in the Box, open it, and then a lady or a man that wishes to learn to be a teacher, in 6 weeks they can get a certificate from Montessori that they are a teacher if they follow the steps of Montessori teaching within Play in the Box. Mm. It's pretty beautiful.
That's
so
really
you're giving
lovely.
An occupation, an education, you're giving children the hope to fight on and to learn to stay within their communities rather than go into the cities, big cities, and then be taken advantage of. Stay where you are. We're bringing education to you and support you, but following your culture, not our culture. What do you need? Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to, in fact, two people are there now finding out what I need to put in my play in a box.
That's incredible. Wow.
And play in a box is, well, your work is to you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Is play.
Yeah.
It's your work is play because you're passionate.
Yeah.
For children, play is their work. Mm. And so I want to really study what would be the best thing for these children, and the children of the Huitoto group are examples for the world because they survived
they
40
really
days
are. Unbelievable.
through Grandma teaching them how to do it. Interestingly, in my book Jeannie Gems Visits Colombia, I put in the birds, I put in the butterflies, because they're the greatest diversity of butterflies in the world, greatest diversity of flowers in the world. You know, it's a country rich on just such extraordinary flora fauna. And I think that it is fascinating. And I'm thrilled that I've been able to be in Colombia 2 weeks ago, to be invited back on Wednesday for the Festival of Environment and really work hard to see how I can support going forward. And we've definitely, Sarah's Trust has definitely made a big donation to make sure that children have the right to education.
God, it'd be amazing to go meet them as well, as you say, and speak to the grandmother. Mm. What a story.
And learn from them.
And learn from them, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
And we all should take a minute. Mm. That's why the kettle needs to boil for 3 minutes.
No quicker.
No.
Quicker has its moment.
I bet you don't put it in a cup and saucer.
No, only when you're coming.
No, thank you. Good. We like that.
The other story I think I sent you, but I loved it, was I think it racked up 4 million views, but there was this guy on a train who he was a bit tipsy and he started doing the crossword and he couldn't kind of work it out. So he's calling out, he starts calling out, you know, I don't know, I can't remember what the clues were, but he starts calling out clues and, you know, everyone's a bit like this, as you are, you know, in Britain particularly. And then they start joining in. And by the end of it, the entire carriage is calling out all of them. They finish the crossword. And I just thought, what a lovely story, because I don't know about you, but, well, you probably don't actually. Are you normal enough to sit on a train? Mm-hmm. But whenever I sit on a train, no one ever talks. No one ever talks to anyone. And so I just loved it. I just thought, gosh, it should be a bit more like that.
Well, firstly, what's his name? Can you remember?
Daniel someone.
Daniel. Okay, yeah. So Daniel, superb work, because you immediately brought the entire carriage together, your unity in the community, and because you were uninhibited with the little alcohol or whatever it was, the bit tipsy, you were fine. You just got on with it. And of course, in being fine and just getting on with it, which is why we should have more wine on our tea podcast. Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah.
Being like that, he managed to drop his own inhibitions.
Yeah.
And on the train, yes. Thank you very much, yeah. Sarah Jane
okay.
Thompson.
Saying,
I've been on
saying.
A train
okay,
a lot.
I'm sure, yeah.
I
but,
love train
yes,
rides.
But you wouldn't be normal on a train. I don't mean that disrespectfully, because everyone would know who you are. So they would be talking to you and you would be, as you always are, absolutely gorgeous and talking to everybody else. So it wouldn't be like me getting on a train. It would be different. You might get involved if they started asking you to help them with the crossword.
Well, yes, I would find it fascinating. And I love being on trains. I am obsessed with train. I really, really want to go do our podcast on a train.
Okay. Well,
can you do
we?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm mad
Billy might struggle.
I want to go across the mountains. I want to redo the Orient Express. I want to be on trains everywhere.
Yeah.
I want to.
But that sounds like exciting trains. That's not getting on the 7:30 in the morning from
well,
7
Well, yes, but I'm quite good at getting on the 7:30 in the morning because okay. I do Amtrak when I'm in America. I do the Amtrak commuter train, and it is so cool. It is so cool because you meet fascinating people. So I would like our podcast to be as we're on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, Fergie, you lost so much weight. Oh, have I? Oh, where did I put it? Well, but I just love that sort of sense of I was born to be a people's person.
Mm.
I love being people's person.
Yeah.
When I know I'm going to be, I love it. I just love listening, real people, real life, real results. And I love just being sort of, if I was in America, I'd be middle America, you know? I love it just being real. Mm. And I want that.
In amongst.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. Tell
you. But I did think it was a great example of unity in the community. I mean, that is a perfect example, isn't it?
Perfect.
Yeah. I love our section of Spill the Tea because I get to ask you some questions. But anyway, I had to think about this one and I thought something I really have never asked you and I want to ask you. So you've done so much.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
You've done so much with social impact, opening all your schools, travelling to war-torn areas, all the things that you've said today, lots of campaigning. But I really want to know, where did it all start? So is this something that when you become a member of the royal family, it's kind of your duty bound to do? I'm sure there's an element of that, but I'm really interested. And then, you know, did you and Diana, the listeners will definitely want to know this, but did you and Diana talk about those sort of things together or did you just furrow your own way?
Drink or spill?
Drink or spill.
Okay. I'm going to spill.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Well, I have to lead by example because there's going to be lovely guests we're going to have on in the future.
Quite right.
Kylie Minogue.
Shout out to Kylie.
Yeah, hi, Kylie.
Yeah.
Going back to your question, the most important thing is my grandmother was a great believer in Francis of Assisi. So it's always seek to understand, not to be understood. Always give to others, never give to yourself. And I think I took...
Grandmother on your... Father or mother's side?
Mother's side.
Okay.
My Irish grandmother from Powers Court in Southern Ireland. Hello, Wicklow. And my grandmother, of course, probably little Sarah at the age of 12 or 13, 14, when mum wasn't there, probably took it to heart that she must never talk about herself, never, which is why this podcast is so difficult for me to talk about myself. And which is why all this at 63 is such a learning curve. So thank you for being so patient, all of you out there and the listeners. But going back to your question, my grandmother said that the most important thing is when you feel bad, give to others. And I still, to this very day, believe that. I 100% believe it, because it makes you understand how lucky you are, how grateful you are. You get out of your own way. So when I got to 16 years old, I worked at the Cargom Society because I was really interested about how lonely people, old people get very lonely. And I found that really, really, really interesting that it is so lonely, and cities can be so lonely, and you're on your own can be so lonely. And then when I went on from there, I went and visited Poland in 1992. And I couldn't get over it that the government, Lech Wałęsa, had, it was a communist country, they didn't have any money to equip the children's hospital right in the middle of Upper Silesia with the medicines. And so the children were still getting the same needle in their infected wounds for their chemotherapy. And I feel that was very important. I remember my grandmother saying that, and then I got out of my own way. I remember John Chart today, motor neurone disease, and all these different things. Diana and I, we definitely talked incessantly about charity. We both of us, we love to give. So she was very similar to me. She never understood how brilliant she was, really, and together we both didn't. And I used to hug her, but she wouldn't understand. And her mother and my mother were at school together, and they were best friends, and Diana was my fourth cousin. And they, I guess, you know, it's just extraordinary that we were brought together, and we loved each other with all our hearts. And she made me laugh more than any other single person I've ever met in my life, including you. Sorry, Sarah Jane. But Diana was just a tinkling laughter down the corridors. And she was, well, there's nobody like her in the world, because she had that ability to give her entire heart, because she didn't give her entire heart to herself. Mm. It's been written about many times. Mm. And I have decided at 63 to perhaps start understanding what that means. Mm. You have to look after yourself. So my grandmother was right. Charity did start very early in my life, before becoming a member of the royal family. Mm. And then I do it completely from heart. You talked about wearing your heart on the sleeve. Actually, I wear it all over my body. And now I've got to really own that and be exactly authentically with that. Mm. And I am. And so that's why I love unity in the community. I love being able to really go and be there with people and listen. And that's why I remember people's names, because I'm really immersed and respectful of that moment. Mm. It's a very long answer, but Billy can cut it out.
No,
if he
don't
wants.
Cut any of
it
that.
It was a long
that's
question.
That's fascinating, and I think you've taken some layers off, I think, for many people, because that really does explain a lot of things.
Well, Diana and I talked about when she did HIV/AIDS, when she started really highlighting it, and everyone said, "No, you mustn't go and touch them," and she said, "Why? I know what it's like to be ostracized. Mm. I know what it's like to be left in the corner of a room." And that's what she did. And I know that feeling too. When people don't wish to talk to you because bad Fergie sells papers, they've already judged you and you're left alone. So tall trees carry a lot of wind. Mm. And loneliness, being a public figure, is one of the key components. And that is why it's so interesting to go all the way back to the Cargom Society. Mm. When I learned about loneliness. And it's fascinating, the story, to speak about it.
Do you know, I find it fascinating. I also find what you just said fascinating, in that you or Diana would be in the corner in a room with no one speaking to you. I find that, I can't even imagine that. And I can't imagine how that happened. But I can imagine how it made you feel.
Mm. It's interesting how when you're with, I remember when I first became a princess with Dutch, and I watched her work a room and I've just copied her. I mirrored her, how she did it, because she was just incredible.
And how did she do it?
She just immediately went in with her heart, full energy. Mm-hmm. And she'd left everything outside the door. Mm-hmm. And you notice me, one of the things I do is I always make sure anyone walks in, they have to walk in with their heart.
Yeah.
Or I can't cope with it because you are either present or you're not. Mm-hmm. But I'm either doing this podcast with you, Sarah, and I'm taking it very seriously because there are people
all
listening.
In. All in.
All in or all out. But don't be half-hearted. Mm. Mm. You know,
my grandma used to say a similar thing. She'd always say to me, which I've never forgotten, she always said, do it with a heart or don't do it.
There you are.
Yeah.
We love Sarah Jane's grandma. Mm. Well, we see, we now got on to your grandma and my grandma in Ireland saying
the
same thing.
That's like a song, isn't it? Your grandma, my grandma.
No, I'm not going to win a Grammy.
No.
Nor a Tony.
No, we're definitely not. No. Definitely not.
Can you
not.
Sing?
No. Can you?
No.
I bet you can.
Don't be ridiculous.
Hum, and I'll
Actually, hold on. If I wish to, I'm sure I could learn.
Yeah.
Can't
actually,
we?
Evie Burnett, who's a friend of mine. Hi, Evie. Actually, she met you.
Really?
Yes. Anyway,
in
she
Venice,
is the singing. Yes.
Oh,
she's
yes,
the singing
she's
coach,
great.
And she can make anyone sing.
Okay. Hello, Evie. Love you. Sarah Jane and I are coming for singing lesson.
Hilarious.
And then after episode 10, we shall sing and serenade to you. Should we do Nessun Dorma? Something not too challenging.
Yeah, nothing too challenging.
No, but even better. You know what we'll do?
What we'll do?
No. We won't do it. We will get Il Volo to come in and sing.
Yeah, we can be backing.
No. I
can't
even
be
that.
I can't even be that.
But Evie Burnett can teach us.
She can teach us.
Oh, there's a challenge.
Yeah. I think her book was I Can Make Anyone Sing.
Oh, good luck.
Okay, challenge. Challenge
accepted. But actually, I was about to say, I think this podcast is very important that any listener out there, you can challenge us, please. You can challenge us to do extraordinary things.
Yeah.
Climb a mountain, you know, fly helicopters. We do that. Mm. What else?
I don't. Well, you do.
Go singing.
Singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Build a school in the local area, build libraries. If you want something in the community done, we're here to help you.
We're
you
here.
Can call us.
We'll turn up.
We'll turn up. And
we'll
your business, with your business expertise, I'll do front of house and you do the business expertise. We can help people.
We can help. We can make tea.
Yeah, no, I make tea.
Okay.
You do business.
I'll do
keep
business.
To your side.
Okay, in your lane,
Yeah, entrepreneurials. entrepreneurials. Entrepreneurs.
I told you you were creative.
That's good. Hello.
Hello.
Ding dong. Entrepreneurs. Oh my goodness, that's too good.
That's
you
really
are
good.
An entrepreneur.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah. If you think entrepreneur is French for between, to take between. Yeah? Entrepreneur.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So entre, between, plurals.
Entrepreneurial.
And in between all the plurals
you've
of the...
You've literally coined that. That is yours. I'm
Thank
giving
you.
It
it's
to
mine.
You. It's yours.
But also, in between all the plurals,
yeah.
You have a cup of tea with me.
Yeah, I like that. So we should do a couple of shout-outs to some of our listeners that have asked a couple of questions. What's the best thing about being a grandmother?
The best thing being a grandmother is when you're sitting in the room and they're really being naughty and they won't put their nappy on or something like that. You just get up and walk out. Because
it.
You can. Because then you can say, I mustn't get involved in good parenting. And you're seriously got this. You are really good parents. Well done, you. I'll just step out. Really? And then guess what I did at the weekend? August thought it'd be really fun to put one of these wonderful bath essences all over the carpet with oil in it.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no. No, it's fine. I got the dog-stained dog wee-wee scrubbing
Stop.
Brush out and it was gone.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Well,
it's fine. Got everything out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you learn something.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
good.
When I say I walk out, yeah. Don't leave them on their own. No, there's
parent,
mother or
parent.
Father.
Yes. Yeah, I did get that.
Yeah, I just do it before anyone writes in
just
saying
in
how
case.
Cruel she
yes,
is.
Yes, quick, call Childline.
Oh dear.
Okay, one more. How do you have the strength to keep reinventing yourself and trying new things?
Oh, hello. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, today I was, for this podcast, I have a lovely person called Lee, who's been with me 30 years, who helps me with my hair, which is completely unruly. And today, Lee got caught in very bad traffic. So I have arrived with my real hair without it being done. And you just get on with it. You know, you don't keep people waiting. Well, you try not to. You just get on with it. It's just a learning curve. And sort of you walk in, you are on stage, you're people want you to look smile and look beautiful and, you know, and make it and be fabulous and just keep it going.
Mm.
And Diana was very, very good at it. And I learned well from her.
Mm.
And but I always had it in me.
Mm.
I've always been probably a little show off at school. I went to drama school and ballet school.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to be an actress?
Yes. And I also wanted to be a ballet dancer.
Did you?
Bottom got too big, I think, probably. Couldn't do the pirouettes. but actually, I was with, for those of you listening, Doris Stainer and Leslie Howard and all those went to Hurst Lodge Ballet School and was actually did wear a tutu and went on blocks and until one day I wore my rugby socks to ballet.
Was because, that the end of it?
because it was practical. I was doing ballet. I might as well put my tutu on with rugby socks because I was playing netball afterwards. Sarah, you're
do
not
you
taking...
Have, do you have a photo of this?
I do. I do. Like and I was also told, Sarah, you're not taking ballet seriously. Mm. It's a ballet school. You now may please leave. Mm. I think I was expelled probably for wearing rugby socks. Wow, what a show. That's, oh my goodness, do you like
wow.
it?
Do you feel exhausted after that?
No, invigorated.
Oh, good.
Inspired.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, good. And very grateful. Oh. Another show in the can.
Another one.
Tea
Number
Talks
three.
With the Duchess
quick,
and Sarah.
They?
Yeah, they do, don't
yeah.
they? Yeah. If you want to get in touch with either of us or ask us a question for the show, then our socials are the way to do it. You can message me on Instagram at SarahFerguson15.
Or me at SarahJaneThompson_.
Alternatively, you can email our lovely producers directly at teatalks@viral-tribe.com with all your thoughts, questions and dilemmas for us to solve. Or maybe even a tea room. We can come along and open a tea room. I like the idea of opening our own tea room, Sarah Jane.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea too.
We'll be back next week and with more wonderful chat for you to enjoy. But in the meantime, let us know what you think.
If you enjoyed yourselves, please subscribe, leave a rating and a review, and tell everyone you meet that they should listen to us.
Really, honestly, can't thank you enough, Viral Tribe. And of course, to all the listeners, thank you, thank you.